Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to another wonderful day like this. We thank God for the mercy of God upon our lives. We thank God for his protection. We thank God for his care. We thank God for the wonders of his power. We pray that God will continue to uphold us. God will continue to keep us. His mercy shall not depart from us. By the mercy of God, we shall be promoted. By the mercy of God, we shall see greater testimony. By the mercy of God, heaven shall open and favor. By the mercy of God, breakthrough shall be released unto our hands in the name of Jesus Christ. By the mercy of God, we shall be favored. By the mercy of God, we shall be lifted high. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, heaven shall show us kindness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree into the life of somebody, hear me and hear me very well, God shall promote you. God shall lift you high. God shall favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. We are welcome to this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration on this ninth day of the month of December, year 2020. We really appreciate the Lord for wonders and for the mightiness of his power, the demonstration of his hand of favor and power upon the people, the demonstration of his hand of deliverance. We thank God for how people have been giving us testimony. We appreciate those who have been sending their testimony to us. We appreciate those who have been sharing this prophetic decree with their friend. We appreciate all that God has been using you to do. We appreciate your love, your kindness, your kind gesture. We appreciate how you have been so good. We pray that God will also remember you. God will also favor you. God will also lift you high. And God will also promote you in Jesus' name. I speak into your life that today God will open a new chapter unto you. Chapter of favor, chapter of grace, chapter of blessing, chapter of lifting high in the name of Jesus Christ. Just about a few days ago, I started teaching a very deep topic. And thank God for as many people who have been sending messages to me. And they have been really asking questions. Really, you need to ask questions because every one of us, we are from household. Every one of us, we emanate from somewhere. And definitely, there must be some things you need to know. I'm still continuing on power against household witchcraft. Power against household witchcraft. We can see the story of a young boy called Joseph. Joseph had a dream at the age of 17. Joseph was loved by his father because he happened to be a child of his old age. He so much loved Jacob, and he saw unto him a cloth of multicolors. And Joseph was loved by the father. Meanwhile, because of the way Joseph loved Jacob loved Joseph, the brothers were not happy with him. And again, he had a dream. When he had the dream, instead of keeping the dream to himself, because this is a destiny dream. When you have a destiny dream, you must not share it with people because you never know who you are going to share it with. He shared that dream with his brother. The Bible said they hated him because of that dream. Again, he had another dream. He saw a star rising up, and the stars and the sun and the moon, they are bound down for his own star. He shared it again with his brothers. And the Bible said they hated him the more. And their problem started. This man, he found himself in another dimension. He saw what we call also wickedness. They dealt with him. They dealt with him. If not that God is backing him up, they would have wasted him. But we thank God because he was rescued by the hand of God. He was delivered and he was able to fulfill his destiny. Also, wickedness is a very, very terrible enemy indeed. Wickedness in the household is one of the terrible wickedness we have ever seen. Wickedness in the household is a wickedness that can turn the destiny upside down. Wickedness in the household is a wickedness that can waste a destiny. Wickedness in the household is a wickedness that turned woman be to walking corpses. Wickedness in the household is a wickedness that have turned virtues and buried virtues in the graveyard. Every wickedness of the wicked, targeted against your destiny, shall go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, the arrow of wickedness fired against your life shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of people, like I told you, have been running from pillar to post looking for solution because they are caged by household wickedness. Household wickedness is highly terrible beyond comparison. They are really very terrible beyond comparison. They are wickedly wicked. They are dangerous, and they will never take no for an answer except you know how to deal with them. Micah chapter 7 verse 6 to 8 also expatiates something called household wicked. They say man's enemy shall be men of his own household. The Bible say also say in Matthew chapter 10 verse 36, Jesus Christ says he said categorically that a man's enemy are men of his own household. A man's enemy are men of his own household. There is a common African proverb which says, if the death within your house does not kill you, neither death from outside can ever succeed in killing you. If the thief that is within the house does not invite another thief, external thief, there's no way they can come in and rob the house. So therefore, most of the battle we are facing, it must have the hand of household wickedness. It must have the hand of wicked forces. It must have the hand of household wicked forces. There's no way. All the battle we have been facing so far must have at least the hand of household wickedness in it, because they cannot get to outside if the household wickedness have never cooperated with them. I am telling you today that every wickedness directed against your destiny, it shall expire in the name of Jesus Christ. If you want to fight household wickedness, you must develop only anger. You must develop only violence. You must develop only aggression. You must develop only cry. You must develop only madness. You must develop only stubbornness, because the Bible says, right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent men take it by force. I told you there are six groups of people in the world. Number one, those who never discover themselves. Also, wickedness tried so much that these people could not discover themselves. They walk throughout life like a zombie. They could never even dictate who they are, and it's a very terrible thing. Number two, the non-starter could not start anything. As they make effort in starting, also wickedness will never allow them. They try to start something, they couldn't. They have ideas, great ideas, good dream, wonderful dream, but they could not start. It's the activity of also wickedness. Number three, those who struggle throughout life, they struggle throughout life to achieve very small thing. They have to struggle. All that people are still on the platter of God of very easy, they will struggle and struggle and struggle. They struggle to enter into primary school. They struggle to enter into secondary school. They struggle to do jam. They struggle to enter into university. They struggle to marry. They struggle to walk. Everything is struggle all the while. Nothing ever come easily. They sweat and sweat and sweat and sweat. They've sweated so much and things never work. In fact, by the time they are going to have a kind of reward of what they have sweated on, it will be very, very meager, very, very small, because household enemy they have really worked upon them. They have really worked against them. We have another one is called those who have achieved a level of stability in life. Oh, they are called average kind of level. They have reached a level they couldn't go further. They try to go further, household enemy will not allow. They make attempt to go further, but they couldn't. They just stagnate them. They have been stagnated on that level. And many of them will just stay at that level. They say, okay, I have to stay here. It is the activity of household wickedness. Oh, and we have another one. Those who are successful. And another one, those who are not only successful, but significant. God wants you to be significant. God wants you to manifest. God wants you to reach the highest level of attainment possible in human experience. God wants you to go to that height. If you want to go to that height, you need to fight. If you want to go to that height, you need to contend against household wickedness. I gave you some signs, some indications or symptoms that you can see if a man is under the attack of household wickedness. Let me try to run you through again so that you can get the information very clear. If this sign, one or two or three of these signs, if they are coming out in your life, if they are manifesting in your life, if you are experiencing these signs, it shows that you are under the attack of household witchcraft. Number one, a person falling sick on the day when it's supposed to begin an important project is the activity of household witchcraft. Mental attack, untimely death, unprofitable court cases, constant accidents, chronic affliction. You set up a school or business, no single party patronize it. Cage destiny. Always planning but cannot implement. You plan and plan, you cannot implement. Unexplainable entrances. Each time you are about to begin something very good, something will just come up you cannot explain. Spending years overseas without anything to show for it. Laboring for years without any tangible result. It is the activity of household witchcraft. Living a life of non-achievement. When a student in school who has been very, very brilliant, doing well, suddenly just went down. Constant failure. Marital turbulence that results in sending the wife packing to her parent's house. Inability to menstruate. Constant miscarriage. When a disease in the life of someone in the family, It can be a mother, it can be a father, suddenly jump to one of the children, and that mother or that father is perfectly okay. It's the activity of household wickedness. Chronic poverty, constant affliction, chronic hatred. They just hate you wherever you appear. Suddenly, you just notice that you have to resign from your place of work. Sudden resignation of the place of work. You just resign. You just pen down. I want to go from this place where you are collecting good money. They have not done anything. They have not done anything against you. And they are even begging you, why are you resigning? Say, I have to resign. It is the activity of household wickedness. A brilliant child that is stealing. Sexual promiscuity. Constant terrible dream. When you are confronted physically in the extended family, somebody confronted you physically that you will not exert, and you never did. It is the activity of household wickedness. Vagabond and miserable life. Aimlessness. Constant attack at the edge of breakthrough. Constant attack when promotion exam is near. Inability to get married, especially if you are the one taking care of the family. They will not allow you. Mysterious disappearance of your name from promotion list or success list. Persistent sickness that leads to death. Constant pounding on the head. Chronic loss. Repeatedly unexplainable error. There is that of, you cannot explain this error. A man sleeping with his children. Terrible witchcraft. Sudden madness. Each time a good thing like business, job breakthrough is coming your way. You just notice a dream of seeing yourself in primary school or secondary school, and you will not be able to get that very breakthrough. When you are having such kind of dream, that kind of dream means they mean four things. Number one, they mean stagnation or stagnancy. Two, they mean demotion. Three, they mean abortion of good thing. Four, it means regression, going back to square one. It's a dream of going back to zero. Is a dream empowered by household wickedness. Inability to conceive despite all efforts. These are the activity of household wickedness. Are you being confronted by household wickedness? Are they contending against your destiny? It is time for you to fight back. It is time for you to contend with them. It is time for you to fight aggressively. It is time for you to raise banner and fight against the enemy. It is time for you to raise a sword of fire and contend against them. I pray for you today that the Almighty God will empower you. The Almighty God will defend you in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk on how you can overcome them. You can overcome them by the power and the blood of Jesus. I'm going to give you details of how you can overcome them. And I know that we will overcome, we will overpower, we will win, we will subdue in the name of Jesus Christ. It is time for us to pray. And I want you to pray aggressively. You have to pray like a warrior. You have to pray like a champion. You have to pray with the spirit of enough is enough. You have to pray yourself out of their hands. They have suffered you too long. It is time for you to get out from the valley. It is time for you to get out from their grip. It is time for you to declare that my original must manifest. It is time for you to declare that my original must see the light of the day. It is time for you to declare that the original me must come up. It is time for you to declare that the finger of household wickedness must wither. Enough is enough. But for you to do that, you have to give your life to Jesus. If you have not saved, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to deliver you. Tell the Lord to liberate you. As he's going to do so, just confess your sin before him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sin. I repent of my sin. Forgive me, O Lord. I say bye-bye to the devil. I declare publicly that you are my Lord and Savior. Save my soul and liberate me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is time for you to pray these aggressive prayers. I want you to pray very loud and pray very well. Say, any power attacking me using witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Any power attacking me using witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Any power attacking me using witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Any power attacking me through using witchcraft, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, wickedness in my household, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my household, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my household, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my household, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my household, in Jesus' name, pray. Pray this third one very well. Say, the finger of the wicked in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The finger of the wicked in the affairs of my life, wither
in the name of Jesus. The finger of the wicked in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The finger of the wicked in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The finger of the wicked in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The finger of the wicked in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The finger of the wicked in the affairs of my life, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name we pray. I have given you 42 signs. Number 43 is bedwetting. Bedwetting is activity of household wickedness to disgrace that fellow. They have seen the destiny of that fellow, but they want to disgrace him. They want to disgrace her. So they will program bedwetting into the life of that fellow. It is the activity of household wickedness. We are going to pray very well. Say, any evil program into my life, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Any evil program into my life, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Any evil program into my life, come out, there, come out, there, come out, there, come out, there, come out. Any evil program to my life, come out and die, come out and die, come out and die, come out and die, come out and die. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 44 is inability to settle with one man. You marry this one child. You go to another one, you have given birth to another child. You go to another one child. Four men, four children. It is the activity of household wickedness. You are going to pray very well. Say, wickedness in my father's house, a sign against my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my father's house, a sign against my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my father's house, a sign against my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my father's house, a sign against my destiny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. The next point, somebody has walked and walked and walked and walked as a civil servant. And the time now, he retired, for him to sit down and enjoy that thing he has labored for. They put sickness into his body. And he's begin to spend the money, spend his gratuity, spend everything possible. You find it, you have to go and sell this, sell that. All that he gathered together for 35 years will be sold on that sickness. It is the activity of household wickedness. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, any power that wants me to gather in order to scatter, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants me to gather in order to scatter, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants me to gather in order to scatter, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants me to gather in order to scatter, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants me to scatter, that wants me to gather in order to scatter, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants me to gather in order to scatter, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants me to gather in order to scatter, yeah, in Jesus' name pray. Another point, a man that you love very well, you marry yourself together when you are very young, and you are working very well. Oh, you love yourself, you are like a twins. Everybody see you. You dress the same uniform, you wear the same clothes, you go to the same place. You are too close. You are very friendly. Oh, this kind of couple is the couple people love. Everybody will say, I love to be like you. I love to be like daddy. I love to be like mommy. They love themselves. They love themselves. And they have been going together. They married themselves when they are just 27, 29, and they are coming together. Now they are now at their age of late 50. And you see the man suddenly develop hatred, suddenly hate the woman, and pick his load, go out to go and marry another woman. Leaving this woman with four children, leaving this woman to be catering for with four children. Everybody beg, what can be? Small thing, what is that thing? It's because of small issue. We can resolve it. Said, no, we cannot resolve it. We can settle it, you cannot settle it. Is it more than this one? I want to go. And before you know, he has gone to marry another person. Before you know, he has gone to settle down with another person. It is the activity of household wickedness. If you trace it down, it is the wickedness in the household. Pray this prayer with aggression. Say, wickedness of my father's house, wickedness of my mother's house, assigned to empty my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness of my father's house, wickedness of my mother's house, assigned to empty my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness of my father's house, wickedness of my mother's house, assigned to empty my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness of my father's house, wickedness of my mother's house, assigned to empty my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness of my father's house, wickedness of my mother's house, assigned to empty my life. Yeah, yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Take your bottle of oil now. Please, as we pray now, I want you to pray aggressively yourself. When you are praying, things will be happening. Pray very well. Pray very well. You must learn how to pray fire prayer. Pray very well. The Almighty God will deliver you completely in the name of Jesus Christ. My joy is this, that you pray and you receive results. Oh, there will be testimony. That is the testimony I'm waiting for. Take your oil out. If you don't have oil, take your water. Father, I decree that this oil or this water in the hand of your children shall carry the power that breaks the yoke of darkness. It shall carry the anointing that dismantles witchcraft. It shall carry the power that breaks the stronghold. It will carry the anointing that shatters into pieces all conspiracy of darkness. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost shall breathe fire into this oil, into this water. The blood of Jesus shall flow into this oil, into this water. And they shall become an instrument of power, instrument of power, instrument of healing, instrument of deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and put it on your center head. Put it on your center head. And you pray very well. Say, I withdraw my head from the altar of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from the altar of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from the altar of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from the altar of household wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from the altar of household wickedness. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, powers attacking my brain using witchcraft. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking my brain using witchcraft. There, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking my brain with witchcraft. There, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking my brain with witchcraft. There, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking my brain with witchcraft. There, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking my brain with witchcraft. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest now. Something is happening over there. You are going to pray very well. Say, every plantation of witchcraft in my body, come out by fire. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of witchcraft in my body, come out by fire. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of witchcraft in my body, come out by fire. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of witchcraft in my body, come out by fire. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of witchcraft in my body, come out. Yeah, come out. Yeah. Come on, there, come on, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your navel now. I command your navel to receive deliverance. I command your womb to receive deliverance. I command your internal system to receive deliverance. I command your stomach to receive deliverance. In the name of Jesus, say, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and drink it now. As you drink that oil, I command all your internal system to receive the fresh fire of God. Any stranger hiding in your body, come out, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. There's healing now. There's deliverance going on. Now touch yourself. Put the oil on your hand. I pray that right now, every yoke of witchcraft on your hand, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Yoke of darkness on your hand, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. In the name of every cobweb of witchcraft, be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed. In the name of Jesus, I command your hand to prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, I command the yoke of childlessness and miscarriage to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, receive the anointing for supernatural conception in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are looking for a good job, get a good job by fire. All those who are down and their business is down, I command favor upon your business and your business will rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who have failed before and they are thinking they want to write another exam, oh, you are going to pass. You will never experience failure again in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who want to write exam, you want to write a promotion exam or exam to move to the next level, I decree success, I decree testimony, I decree breakthrough, I decree favor upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You'll be the best among your mates in the name of Jesus Christ. That exam is a walkover in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who have trouble in their home, the Lord will settle that trouble. Peace of God shall come into your home in the name of Jesus Christ. If your children have reached the age to get married and they have not married, I command them right now, within the next 6 months, they shall settle down in their husband's houses in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall settle down with their wives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those shall shall be the glory of God shall answer this prayer. The mighty hand of God shall be released upon every one of us, and the glory of God shall come down in the name of Jesus Christ. The voice of heaven shall speak deliverance into our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I await your deliverance. I await your testimony. Definitely, you are going to share testimony with me. Deliverance has taken place, and immediately you begin to notice a change happening in your life. I am waiting for your testimony. Send your testimony to my WhatsApp number. Send it to me. I want to rejoice and dance with you. And God will bless you in Jesus' name. You want prayer? You want me to pray with you? Oh, you can also send me a text. Or you have one or two things you want to explain to me personally? Oh, you can private chat me. I will get this information. You can private chat me on this number, 0802-336-9298. You want me to pray with you? Or you want to share some personal experience with me? Or you are passing through one or two things or the other? Just private chat me. Send information to me. You can send SMS. You can private chat me on WhatsApp number. I will get it. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. It's your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.